Seven jurors have been selected so far to weigh the evidence against former President Donald Trump in his New York criminal trial. Court is not in session today, but opening statements could begin Monday in what's being called a hush money case, although both District Attorney Alvin Bragg and the judge Juan Merchan have said it's also about an illegal attempt to influence the 2016 election. Donald Trump is denying all allegations. Let's check in on the trial and begin a primer on the case with Perry Stein, Washington Post Justice Department reporter and co-author of the newsletter, The Trump Trials. Perry, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
And just a little look back at what's been happening this week. We've been hearing prospective jurors were asked, you know, questions like what their news sources were. Dozens have already told the judge they don't feel they can be impartial. They've withdrawn. Yesterday, the judge admonished Donald Trump for muttering audibly during one questioning of a candidate. What happened and what did the judge say?
Right. So this was at a time, I believe, when one of the defense attorneys were showing a social media post that one of the prospective jurors had made. I believe this was a post showing that she had posted showing a celebration of the 2020 election results with no comment. So the defense attorney said, hey, this is hostile towards Trump. She clearly is celebrating him losing the election. Prosecutors are saying, hey, she didn't say anything about Trump in this post, and she's allowed to do a post. And the judge seemed to agree with prosecutors on this one and did not strike this juror. So that's about when Trump was making these mutterings.
And what did the judge say?
The judge told the attorney, Trump's attorneys, to keep their client, make sure he doesn't disrupt the proceedings, yeah. and that he would not have a Trump intimidating prospective jurors.
Right. And by the way, that juror candidate, I believe, was disqualified, right?
Well, so the defense attorneys have, and the prosecutors, they each have 10 strikes to use. So the judge can strike anyone he wants, says, okay, this juror said Trump should be locked up in 2017. Let's disqualify this juror. But if the judge and the defense attorneys and the prosecutors disagree, each side has 10 strikes that they can use on their own, plus two for the alternates. Yeah.
Well, I think that one was struck. So that's just an example of a taste of what's been going on in the courtroom. Let's go to the case. We're going to be doing a lot of this, looking at this case, because it's netty. But the judge laid it out to all these prospective jurors saying the allegations are that Donald Trump falsified business records to conceal an agreement with others, by that meaning the allegation that there were different schemes to suppress bad news about Trump, including Trump's fixer Michael Cohen paying money to adult film star Stormy Daniels to quiet an affair. And then Trump paid that money back to Michael Cohen and hid that paper trail. That's the allegation that most people are aware of. That's why it's called a hush money trial. But further, the judge said it's alleged that the schemes were to unlawfully influence the 2016 presidential election, meaning keep bad news from voters. Again, it's called a hush money case. There are many people saying that diminishes the importance. Your thoughts?
Right. I mean, I get this a lot whenever I write a hush money case. You know, we get lots of emails of people saying it's not. So we've been thinking about this, obviously. But it's, you know, at the end of the day, that is the case is that he paid these hush monies, right, to conceal other crimes, but he's not actually charged with the other crimes. So it's a bit of an unusual case. For instance, as you know, they're saying he did this to circumvent violating, you know, state election laws, which have maximum campaign contribution limits, or you can't interfere with an election. So that's why this is an unusual case. Alvin Bragg, the DA, will have to prove that he was intending to conceal these crimes, but again, is not charging him with these underlying crimes.
Let's remind people, falsifying business records, you know, covering up payments that you made, that's a misdemeanor. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg elevated it to felony charges, saying they could be hiding another crime, which he didn't name. It sounds like you're saying those other crimes are election laws.
Exactly. And, you know, Trump tried to get the case dismissed on the basis that these underlying charges were legally insufficient, but the judge ultimately ruled that they were sufficient. And he listed a number of crimes that he's saying Trump allegedly was attempting to conceal,
Oh, so what else might that include? Because we know that this idea of this scheme, the alleged scheme to cover up payments, was broad. It included not just Stormy Daniels, but it alleges that a Playboy model, Karen McDougal, and a doorman at Trump Tower had their stories caught and killed. This is catch and kill. This is the idea of paying somebody to, you know, say you're going to publish a story, but instead you suppress this. And it's alleged that Trump did this as well with David Pecker, who's the publisher of the National Enquirer.
Right. And I think we can expect, Pecker to be one of the witnesses that takes the stand. And it's all trying to build up this state of mind, this idea that Trump really did not want this information. Now, these are all allegations. So Trump really allegedly did not want this information out on the eve of the 2016 election because he was worried how it would land with female voters. So you have Karen McDougal, who's expected to be a witness, who he also allegedly had an affair with. And, you know, she has been saying he wanted to hide her story, too. So it's all building this state of mind of what he intended to do, what his intent with these alleged hush money payments were.
Perry Stein, we only have half a minute here. But, I mean, the question still hangs. Why weren't there charges of these other crimes? Is it because some of them were federal? I mean, why aren't there clear charges of
That's a really good question. Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you read the indictment, a lot of this is, you know, a lot of legal experts have called this case, you know, when you think of the four criminal cases against him, the runt of the litter, the weakest. Right. And a lot of it is because some of these allegations are vague.
Yeah.
We're
going to have to hold it there. As I said, this is the start of our primer. Perry Stein, Washington Post Justice Department reporter, and the newsletter, the Trump trials as well. Perry, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.